This is Dr. Rohini Raghupathy dictating office visit on Laura Sanchez. Patient's last name Sanchez, S-A-N-C-H-E-Z. First name Laura, L-A-U-R-A. Date of birth 11-26-60. This date of visit 12-18-23. This is a 63-year-old pleasant woman who is here for follow-up on labs, period. History of present illness. Patient has been seen by Dr. Dave. On 10-19-23 and had lab work ordered. She did get her labs on November the 13th and is here for a follow-up. She also states that since her last visit, she has gone to St. Joseph Brian ER for constipation and was given some medication which started some diarrhea, period. She also stated that she had severe lower abdominal pain and that's why, and had not had a bowel movement in 2 days, and that's the reason she went to the ER. They did a CAT scan of the abdomen and told her she had colitis. They kept her overnight and discharged her the next day without any medications. Patient denies any problem regarding her bowels or abdomen at this time. Past medical history, significant only for insomnia, bilateral knee pain, and a history of obesity, period. Patient states that she has gained 8 pounds in the last couple of months, period. Current medications, she was prescribed hydroxyzine 25 milligrams HS and meloxicam 7.5 milligrams. One a day, but she has not taken the meloxicam since she says that in the past it had given her dizziness. She did not realize Dr. Dave was giving her meloxicam. Actually, she stated that the Celebrex was giving her dizziness and the meloxicam never helped in the past, so she did not take it. She also states that she's not taking the hydroxyzine because she was on amitriptyline 100 milligrams from the Health for All clinics, which she was taking for insomnia, and she would like to get back on it. She is out of it now. History of small paraumbilical hernia, period. Current medications, she also takes Fenter. She is trying to lose weight, but has not been successful. On exam, patient is 5 feet 8 inches tall, weight is 265 pounds, BMI is 40, pulse is 80 per minute, blood pressure 120 or 70, pulse ox 98%, temperature 97.2, she's right-handed, she is a past smoker, quit 15 years ago, quit drinking alcohol in 2021, denies drug use. On exam, patient is obviously obese, no acute distress, neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy, thoracic JP not distended, lungs are clear, heart is on to regular sense to them, abdomen is obese, soft, I'm not able to appreciate the umbilical hernia, abdomen is obese, not tender, bowel sounds normal, extremities, bone on bone feel in both knees. Lab review. Her CMP shows a fasting blood sugar of 123. Rest of the electrolytes, kidney functions, and liver functions are all normal. Her lipid panel shows a total cholesterol of 221 and LDL of 149, period. Her thyroid function, TSH was normal. CBC is normal too. Assessment. Insomnia, chronic. Number two is obesity, chronic. Number three, hypercholesterolemia. Number four, impaired glucose tolerance with hyperglycemia, fasting hyperglycemia. Plan, I did order bilateral knee x-rays. Also will get, next is I will get hemoglobin A1C and a 2-hour postprandial blood sugar, period. I did ask her not to take the meloxicam or hydroxyzine. We will see her back in a week after x-rays to see if we can send her to a orthopedist for bilateral knee steroid injections if needed, period. She is aware that she needs to lose weight in order to feel better, period. I did give a prescription for amitriptyline 100 milligrams, number 30, one a day, one at bedtime, no refills. We'll also give a call in a prescription for atorvastatin 20 milligrams, one a day, one at bedtime, period. I did discuss in length the diabetic diet and low-fat, low-cholesterol diet. We'll see her back in 1 week with her hemoglobin A1C and blood sugar results, and at that time decide about her diabetic treatment, oral diabetic treatment, period. I also did recommend some form of physical activity for exercise, since she cannot walk much, she says. Well, chair aerobics and water exercise probably will be ideal, period. I will give her a prescription for atorvastatin 20 milligrams today. I did reassure her regarding the colitis. I'm really not sure how they could diagnose colitis on the CT of the abdomen with so much stool. I did ask her to get back to the clinic if she has any more abdominal pain. She was given a follow-up appointment in 1 week to follow up with Dr. Dave or the nurse practitioner for results and further treatment of her diabetes, period.